Earlier on, we heard that we would be seeing evidence that this used to be the bottom of the riverbed, or that the river still floods up on top of the Billy Goat Trail. While you're on the edge of the cliffs here, keep your eyes out for some trees that look like they were bent over and then grew a new trunk. When you look at these trees, you'll notice that the bent over part of the trunk is much wider typically than the part of the trunk that's growing straight up towards the air. These are called Sigifus trees, named after a gentleman named Dr. Sigifus. He came out to Bear Island and was able to figure out that he could document the ages of the floods along the river by these trees that were bent over. The reason the trees grow like this is that they were knocked over during floods that came up and topped the bedrock terraces of Bear Island. When they were knocked over, the upright growing part of the tree stopped growing up, and the tree chose a new shoot to become the upright growing part of the tree. In order to figure out the date of these trees, you would actually have to take a core from the lower or wider part of the tree at the base. If you were to take a core of the piece of the tree growing up towards the air, it may be younger in age than the overall section of tree. For example, the part that's bent over on the ground may be 100 years old. The part that's growing up towards the air may be 50 years old. And what we know from this is that the last flood was 50 years ago when it knocked over that tree and started growing a new shoot.